good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, the new grandpa, Dave Allen. And we're great to have him back. And we got another, I don't want to say a fun-filled day. I mean, it's anything but a fun-filled, but I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it just continues to... It shocks. It even though we've talked about this, how long it's still shocking to the system with what is going on. And basically, we'll be talking about the headlines as they are actually released. I know President Trump is going to be doing, I don't know if he already did it. I have not had a chance to follow any of the comings and goings out of Washington, D.C. Did he already have his press conference, or was he saving it for after the markets?
Don't know.
Probably for after the markets. But anyway, there was a big announcement coming out of there. And certainly President Trump evokes wartime authority. I mean, the headline alone is enough to make you pause. And again, I think we need to stay calm. I'm going to be talking about, let me tell you what the date is. Today is March 18th. It's Wednesday. I'm Melody Cedarstrom here with Dave Allen. Wendy Wilson, she will be back next Wednesday. So we're going to talk about the markets. And I am going to talk about the silver market. All I heard today was everybody wants to buy silver and they're willing to pay any price for it. They are willing to allow people that are selling silver online to gouge you. They're taking advantage of you of the situation. And they have talked so much about silver for the last since the Great Recession. People have adjusted their thinking that all they want is silver because of the ratio instead of what's really important. And that's protecting your assets with gold or silver. Your savings account is gold. You buy silver to speculate. That's not your safe haven. It is for those who really can't afford gold, don't have the budget, and that's okay. But these people that sell stuff online, you know, they're saying, well, we're out of inventory. Here's one. We're out of inventory. I got a guy wanted to argue with me today. Dave, he's telling me, well, we can sell Silver Eagles today at the same price as we did 3 weeks ago, but we don't have any.
That's credible.
Oh, yeah. Are you? And I said, well, are they locking in prices for you at last week, 3 weeks ago prices? I says, what happens when silver begins to rise and they have to fill those orders at $2 and $3 and $4? Well, they're charging you $6, so they got a lot of room to play. And that's what they're doing, if that's what they're doing. It's like, are you kidding me? They're selling bags for over $16,000, 90%. My price is less than $13. It's closer to 12. But you're all wrapped up into buying silver. You won't even have, people won't even have the conversations about other options. Oh no, gotta have silver. Oh god, silver's $12 and it's gonna go to 300, and in the meantime I'm willing to pay a $8 premium. you know, maybe there's other options out there for you to buy. Something that has a little bit better option, a little bit lower premium. Something that you don't have to wait 8, 10, 12 weeks for. 90% is available. Oh, I don't want that. I want Silver Eagles. And I talked about this the other day. It's human nature. I get it. People always want what you can't have. And people are creating their own panic. No, no, I don't want, no, I don't want gold. I don't want gold today. I got $50,000 I want to spend in silver. Oh, no, no, no. Are you kidding me? Does anybody really understand what's happening? Does anybody really get it? I don't think you do. And I hope and pray I'm wrong. It's been a long time since I've been wrong. Nah, I'm just kidding there. We are entering into a time that we really don't, we can talk about not panicking, and we can say everything is going to be okay, and you know, the paper markets will come back with force. There is a lot of paper on the sidelines, but good luck. Look at what the dollar is doing. It's over 100. It's like, why? Well, you know, when the Fed is pumping out a couple trillion dollars in a couple days, couple trillion dollars a night or more, they got to keep that dollar strong, and that's what it's all about. Because eventually, and I think sooner than later, that dollar is going to take pause and it's going to say, what the heck am I doing over 100? And it's going to go into free fall just like everything else has. It's all about the bond market, is my belief. They don't have buyers. If there's buyers, there's few. And the sellers don't have buyers. It truly is amazing. And this is even without talking about the derivatives and everything else that's all entwined. So it's I said this morning on an earlier program, Dave, this is, if you take the virus out of the picture, that's the scary part. But when you look at what's happening, global economies are shutting down. GM is closing. All the auto companies are closing. All the factories. 150,000 people in Detroit. What do you think they're going to do during the day? I mean, Dave, you have to be just as shocked at what's going on.
Well, I've certainly never seen anything like this in my lifetime. Although there have been crazy markets like this after 9/11, 1987, you know, the dot-coms in the late 90s. But this widespread panic is really just beyond reason. Now, some psychologists say, well, you know, it's the group mentality. You know, the more an otherwise reasonable person sees large groups of peers panic selling their stocks, their gold, for God's sake, panic buying toilet paper, paper towels, green olives, whatever, alcohol, that they join the crowd. There's a subconscious reaction. Well, so many people doing it. I mean, not that many people. All those people can't be wrong.
Well, I think it's beyond just, you know, herd mentality. The toilet paper thing, yeah, that's herd mentality stuff. But when the repo market, And I said this before, I said it every day, and people are going to say, oh, here she goes again. They started pumping money into the system back in September. The crack was formed. They knew, and it kept increasing and increasing. We talked all about the irregularities that we've seen across this country. You have farmers going belly up. You have farmers committing suicide at an unprecedented pace. There's a report on construction workers beginning to commit suicide on an unprecedented pace. Trucking industry was collapsing. I mean, we talked about this stuff every day to show you that the cracks were there. The debt was there. It wasn't a healthy economy. So when you have what's happening, when you close the world economies with the number, Mnuchin comes out today, Dave, says 20% unemployment. Well, let's bump that up to 30 or 40%. Because, you know, government numbers lie. They're on the side of a... They come out and admit 20%. They're trying to prevent panic. But they're not doing a good job of it. But, I mean, there is something wrong with the paper market. It's a lot deeper than just the sell-offs that we've seen. People are hoarding cash. And that's the worst thing you can hoard. And I know. I've heard it. Back in 29, everybody hoarded cash. Yeah, but the money at that time was gold. Big difference. You can't compare the two. And yeah, how many times have I heard, and we talked about this yesterday, oh yeah, you know, I put a little back into the market. I bought at these lows, and people are proud of it. And then the next 2 days, the market drops 3,000. The next day, it drops 1,300 points when it was all, you know, the low of the day was over 2,000 again for the large part of it. They just brought it back at the end, as they always do. So now maybe the plunge protection team is beginning to come out there. But Dave, I just, all of these programs prior to the or during the Great Recession are all back in force. That's not panic. That's not people panicking, selling their stocks. These are real fundamental structural issues.
Well, they're both. They're both. People are definitely panic selling stocks. Now, that's not the cause. That's the effect. I mean, I think we're both right. I mean, you just cannot. I mean, the statistics, the numbers don't lie. People and institutions are just piling on top of one another to get out of the markets. Now,
as they should.
What's underlying that is a different story. Is you know, I mean, whether it's, you know, we've got Bernanke and Janet Yellen recommending that the Fed, you know, now the next step they should take is, you know, buying corporate bonds. We've been spending a lot of time the last 2 weeks talking about, you know, corporate bonds, corporate debt, the rising level of corporate debt that is not good, whose default rates could be devastating to some companies. Both medium-sized and large, not so much small, but particularly, and they could devastate investors as well, particularly those who thought they saw a little opportunity, and just not for in bonds. It happens every day in stocks too, that they're borrowing money, essentially, to buy these assets on margin. And when the markets go south, boy, their blood pressure shoots through the roof. And I think we're going to see more and more of that in the coming weeks, especially you know, as the coronavirus starts to spread at least as testing ramps up and we find out that there are a heck of a lot more Americans who have the virus than certainly is being reported now.
But what's fascinating is when you have, and the reason why, yeah, you know, I wouldn't be buying on the dips at this point because we haven't seen anything yet, because I don't see how it does come around. I'm hopeful it can, but how? Stimulus isn't going to work. You know, I don't care if you give people $5,000. What are they, you know? And the scary part about this is, will they open things back up sooner just to get that money into the system? And then we have another problem. And so, I don't know. Hopefully there's other, you know, scientists and doctors who follow this that wouldn't go along with the economic program to bring back things online sooner than later, just to prevent or just trying to bring back the economy. I hope that doesn't happen. And, you know, but you never know what can happen. Let me go ahead before we head into the break today. I just want to bring something up on my computer. Gold today, we had some pressure on it. I mean, oil fell 24%. It's lowest since 2003. So let me go ahead and do the market report today. Gold today dipped big in early morning trade, had a low of 1473, a high of 1519, and currently in the New York spot price aftermarket, we're at 1488, down 40 bucks. Silver's range today, $11.52, and a high of 1246. And we're currently at 1210. Platinum was down $36, about 5.5% at 628. Palladium was down 32 at 1678. You have the incredible number of the dollar. It was up 1.36 at 100.93. And crude oil down 4.46. at 22.49. And the paper markets today, let me get to that screen. The stock market today, the Dow, I guess we'll have to do that when we come back from the break. We'll be back with the market report. Stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Sign up for a weekly newsletter. And I do have to apologize. It has been impossible to get the newsletter out. I've been keeping track of the markets from week to week, so we'll have the correct market report. Product availability makes it difficult. People want to argue with me when I tell them, you know, what is available. They just think there's something there when there's not. They don't want to pay the high prices, so you try to offer them something else, and they're not listening. They're not listening. Please listen. Please. So it's been hectic. We try to, you know, we do return. I mean, I've been working till 9:30, 10:30 o'clock at night. We do try to return all calls by the end of the day. We do our paperwork. Shipping is behind by a couple days. It should all be caught up. We hope to do that on this weekend to get that all caught up. And we might make some changes to our schedule as far as hours, because the phones are so busy it doesn't allow us to do other things that need to be done in order to process things properly and efficiently that you're used to. So, but we're okay now. So, you know, nothing. But these are things that. And then I also, one of these days, I'm going to have to start considering about my employees. So I think everyone in this country has to think about their families, what we do, because we don't have a lot of that information. But the stock market today was down 6.30% on the Dow, 1,338 points, 19,898. The entire Trump stock rally is gone. And as the Dow has erased all of its gains since that election, since President Trump took office. The NASDAQ was down 4.70%, down 344, and 6,989. The S&P was down 5.18%, 2,398, down 131 points. Now, the 10-year yield... 1.27%. That's going to make it a little more difficult as that rises, even though the Fed has lowered their emergency. Has the Fed come out and said anything about their meeting, Dave?
No, I haven't seen a thing.
Interesting. Were they still meeting?
I looked on the website and I couldn't find anything on Monday. I frankly haven't looked since then.
Wow. That's interesting. So maybe whatever they did for this week, they did it on Sunday when they lowered that rate. But
yeah, that's a guess. That's a good guess, I think. Yeah.
But so the 10-year yield, 1.27%, up 0.27%. Hong Kong was down over 4%. London was down over 4%. Germany was down over 5.5%. Germany is just getting creamed. You think our stock market is bad? Germany's getting creamed. All the sectors are all negative. Even Bitcoin was down 5,300. And so that was the... Oh, I didn't... Did I do... Yeah, I did do oil.
Yes.
Yeah, I did do oil. And that's going to make it interesting. Everybody, Dave, everybody's getting excited about the lower gasoline prices that we might have, where gasoline could actually fall below a dollar. But that's really not good for the oil industry. That creates job losses, lots of them. So, what do you have for us?
Well, there's a lot going on out there, ladies and gentlemen. Most of it due to the coronavirus, the impact it's having on the U.S. and other countries' economies. Let's stay here in the States for a second. Something on a practical matter. The White House says that individuals and businesses are going to be allowed to delay their 2019 tax bills for 90 days past the usual April 15th deadline. That extension, which was announced late yesterday as part of the government's effort to, in this case, inject up to $300 billion into the economy. So that means May, June, July 15th now you have. Now, you still have to file your return by the April 15th deadline. But if you owe money, you don't have to pay that until July 15th. And then, of course, if you're one that typically files an extension, that is to October 2015, under this announcement, again, you'll have to July 15th to make an estimated payment of what you owe. So that's a really, I'm just skeptical that many Americans are actually going to know about this. Of course, you know, there have already been over 37 million refunds issued. So there's a good chunk of returns that that have already been filed.
Well, that kind of goes against the restrictions of staying at home. I mean, how can you get your taxes done by staying at home? That means you have to go out, and April 15th isn't that far away. And and we're all supposed to be under like our own quarantine for 2 weeks. So I don't, you know. So yeah, I would think a lot of people will not be meeting that. I don't know, and I'm not encouraging that you do delay it. I mean, if you can get it done, get it done. But I'm just saying, I would think that there would be a lot of people that would be delayed because they're not going to go out, as they've been instructed to by their governments, their local governments. And my question is, I wonder if the refunds, if you file by the 15th, are they going to issue, I mean, do they have the ability, because they're going to be processing the $2,000 checks, if they'll be able to do the refunds in a timely manner. So
that's a good question. I would guess, and I'm not going to speculate as to an amount of time, but I would guess it may take slightly longer to get a refund, even for those who are filing you know, well in advance of the normal April 15th filing deadline. But here's some good news. I mean, to the extent you have that this technology at home, either a smartphone or a scanner, depending on what tax service you're working with, you know, the biggies, H&R Block for one, Liberty Tax for another. I would guess most private CPAs allow you to, you know, send in all your information in digital format. You know, whether a picture of all your documents, or actually uploading them to the tax preparer's system, office system. So while Melody's point is well taken, there are some alternatives out there that for some, if not a lot, you'll be able to take advantage of this without venturing into your tax preparer's office, where normally, as the closer you get to April 15th, closer in contact you're going to be to a lot of other customers and tax preparers.
Well, then I guess it would set sort of a precedence for future tax return preparers. If people do this now and use their digital phones, next year they'll do the same, and therefore you're going to have people who won't have jobs. So it's kind of like a compounding, because it's true. Well, like, hey, we can do this digitally now. I don't have to go in there and sit and so forth. So, it could have a long-term negative impact on it if that many people do it. Now, I'm not saying that many people will do it. I think people just won't do them, but that's just my opinion. But it is a great little thing to do, but it could have negative impacts in the future. Just a thought.
Maybe not. I mean, here's the thing to remember, that those taxes have to be prepared, whether or not you drop them off in person, whether you sit with the tax preparer, mm-hmm. or in this case, whether you send them digitally. They still have to be prepared.
But then you could do it at home, and you wouldn't have to have an office. Your tax preparer could just do it at home, and then you would have to, wouldn't need the office.
Right.
Or maybe a smaller one. But, well, if they did the 10%, 15% flat tax, how would this? I know we're going off topic here. What happens if they would do a 10% flat tax or a, 15% flat tax? How would that affect the HR blocks and the liberties?
Oh, it would devastate their their employment levels. Again, the devil's in the detail, but if it were strictly a flat tax with no deductions, especially no credits, it's a straightforward calculation that probably 90%+ of Americans could do themselves, and that certainly would spell the end of TurboTax and H&R Block and Liberty Tax and all the others. At least for individual returns.
What else you have for us?
Well, this is an ongoing process, been going on for over a week now, but as we speak, the White House and Congress are still trying to work out the fiscal stimulus deal. We know the Fed has intervened to manipulate markets, and their work in that respect is really just beginning. This is beyond the 1% reduction last week, but we're essentially in part three, fiscal stimulus 3.0, while some of the other components are still hanging out there. Trump had been seeking a measure probably valued at over $1 trillion in new spending. That's largely the package that was rolled out yesterday by Steve Mnuchin about the direct payments of whatever $1,000, $2,000 to each and every American taxpayers. That, in fact, is one of the issues that I've read is part of the still underway negotiations. That is, would it be to every American? Would it be to tax-paying Americans? Would it be to households? I believe it would be to... It sounds like they're going to do it to every American who files a tax return. Plus, they're or low or zero interest loans for small businesses, other credit facilities for larger businesses. They're talking about partial bailout. Boeing is seeking $60 billion. the U.S. airline industry in general seeking more than $50 billion, travel and tourism industry $100 billion in aid. This is going to be a big challenge for a number of those industries. Restaurants are certainly going to be hit big, bars and what have you. All businesses, to a large extent, varying depending in large part on whether it's it involves a lot of people, a lot of customers, clients in person, and what have you. But this part three is they were hoping to have done as early as today. It remains to be seen. The industry-wide bailouts caused Senator Warren, Elizabeth Warren, to offer an amendment that would condition any federal aid on stipulations that include corporations permanently giving up future stock buybacks and adding at least one seat to their boards of directors representing workers. So that'll be interesting. The second relief bill, the ones with the 2 weeks of sick leave or what have you, that's still sitting in the Senate. I think they're trying. Mitch McConnell's working with his fellow Republicans there, trying to figure out what a majority will support.
You know, it just, you know, you had the airlines. They spent $39 billion on stock buybacks, you know, and now they're begging for bailouts. It just never ends. Well, I think this time it's going to end. But, you know, you were talking about the emergency aid, and I guess President Trump earlier today, he confirmed that he does plan to invoke a provision that would allow him to prohibit certain people from entering the country, including asylum seekers and those entering the country illegally at the southern border. And he told a group of reporters today when asked about the code, he says, yes, he says he plans to invoke it very soon, probably today. And that is 42 U.S. Code 265, a section of the federal legal code that states the U.S. Surgeon General shall have the power to prohibit in whole or in part the introduction of persons and property from such countries or places as he shall designate in order to avert such danger and for those such period of time as he may deem necessary for such purpose. And then I'm going to tell you why I'm a little upset with that. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every limbo boy and girl all around the limbo world gonna do the limbo rock all around the limbo clock. Jack be limbo, Jack be quick, Jack go on the limbo stick all around the limbo clock. Hey, let's do the limbo rock.
Ha 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 ha, there we go. A little new music, but you know what? The tunes that Todd picked, it just does kind of make you move a little bit. So since we're all going to be quarantined to our homes, it's good to have a little movement. And you do have to chuckle. This is a little bit worth chuckling. I saw, there's some doctor out there who's advocating romantic interludes with your spouse during this time of home containment. And it's now they're talking about another possible baby boom. You know, I think the depression will be a little bit, but who knows? We don't know how long this is going to go on, and then what happens afterwards, you know, to the economy. So when people laid off, there might be a lot of people at home. So we don't know. And but I thought that was kind of
good stuff.
So there, you can have some fun. I'll just have to watch Netflix anyway. The answer that we were talking about, the administration invoking the 42 U.S. Code 265. And that was about closing the border, and it'll give the U.S. Surgeon General some power to prohibit, as I read going into the break. So then President Trump was asked whether he was closing the U.S.-Mexican border. President Trump said, no, we're not going to close it. But we're invoking a certain provision that will allow us great latitude. So, why would you close the border between Canada and the United States, but not the border between the South and the United States? It doesn't make any sense at all. It makes absolutely no sense. However, the only thing that makes sense is we get a lot of agriculture, we get a lot of produce from the South. And I could see certain things like that going through. I don't know if that would mean, I would think you would close the border with the exception. Every country in the world is closing their borders. And all we heard for 4 years was doing something to that southern border. We just wanted the illegal immigrants coming. We wanted them legal. Hey, go sign up, come through like everybody else does, and get the rewards that the United States have to offer you. Do it legally. Be legal. It's great to be legal. You don't have to sneak around. You don't have to do it legally. 4 years, all we heard about was, now you have a crisis to where you could close the border with the exception of maybe the produce and something coming through. And, oh no, we're not going to close it. Does it make any sense at all, Dave? Am I reading this the wrong way? Or
one word. Well, actually, it's a couple of words. But in one word, politics. Two words, 2020. four words, politics 2020 presidential election. That's my guess, although there may be others. I mean, hedge fund manager Bill Ackman, he's not happy. Pretty visible guy on Wall Street. He tweeted the president today to shut down the U.S. for a month to help contain the coronavirus. Said, Mr. President, the only answer is to shut down the country for the next 30 days and close the borders. Tell all Americans that you're putting us on an extended spring break at home with family.
I mean, it doesn't even make sense. You close, you know, you shut off transportation from Europe, but you leave the southern border open? Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Without any other explanation? Jeez, I don't get it. I really don't get it. The New York Stock Exchange, they're going to temporarily close their trading floor. They're going to move to electronic trading.
We talked about that the other week.
We did. So, everything's shutting down except our southern border. Now, that one does have me irritated. Now, if anybody has a good thing to say, well, they're doing that. Anyway, you also have one more thing, Dave. They have, President Trump also said he's invoking the Defense Production Act that allows the administration to expedite and expand the supply of resources. Trump did not say specifically what powers he would execute, but the act could allow him to set up production of respirators and other medical equipment. He declined to say how precisely it would be used. He suggested that the administration is still deciding. They know. The administration had targets for equipment, but he did not want to say what those targets were. If you're not ready to say what those targets were, that don't say anything at all.
That's usually good politics.
Well, I know sometimes
don't make an issue where there is none.
Yeah, we need millions of masks. We need respirators. Well, maybe they'll be
testing kits.
We need testing kits. They're working on a self swap test that would allow frontline health workers to test themselves. So everything is for the healthcare workers. Is that what the 150,000 Detroit auto workers get to do? So they're going to, you know, convert those factories over to respirator manufacturing and masks. It's you know, Dave, back in World War II, look what they were able to build. They were able to build, what, these massive ships and, you know, I mean, even after the war, the Hoover Dams during the Depression, the dams, and we can't even keep supply of masks. It truly is baffling, but it is a point to see just how, I don't know, would you include that part of infrastructure, Dave?
I mean, conceivably. I mean, not traditionally, so it's more road resurfacing, bridge construction, what have you. But, I mean... It is hardware of sorts, and badly needed at that. Points well taken, Melody.
What's next?
Did you see that Deutsche Bank said this morning that U.S. GDP will crash 13%?
Yeah.
On an annualized basis in the second quarter. They note that rate of decline would be more than 1.5 times the sharpest contraction during the last financial crisis. It's an 8.4 percent plunge in the fourth quarter of 2008. And that would mark the largest drop in GDP in the post-World War period.
And I think they're probably under predicting. They're always off. They're not going to give the worst case scenario numbers. They're going to give you, and so I would have to, I'll bet it's going to be worse than that. But we won't know until it happens, but
yeah, it's coming. We'll know soon enough.
What else do you have?
Well, this is part of our what we report on weekly. This is it's still important in terms of the overall U.S. economy. Certainly pales in comparison to some of the stark news we're on a human basis. But we're reading today that the sudden spike in mortgage rates last week caused an abrupt end to the recent refinancing boom in houses, which pushed total mortgage application volume down almost 8.5% last week. Now, with since then, rates dropped, but have been on the increase again. 30-year fixed increased 27 basis points last week. That's a fairly large jump, especially up since the trend had been in the opposite direction for a while. So obviously some people, like the Mortgage Bankers Association, think the Fed's rate cut last week in particular, but also some other monetary policy measures that they're talking about implementing should help bring rates down in the coming weeks, which they think will spur more refinancings.
Wow. You know, this came out of Baltimore, Dave. Baltimore mayor, this is from this is one of the stations, because I really didn't believe it at first when I saw this headline. But the mayor has actually asked, kind of froze up here, so bear with me. The Baltimore mayor begs the citizens to stop shooting people.
Wow.
So they can free up the beds in the hospital for the coronavirus.
Jeez, isn't that something?
Patients. I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah, that's real. For those of you who want to continue to shoot and kill people of this city, we're not going to tolerate it. We're going to come after you, and we're going to get you. Well, you know what? He urged people to put down their guns because we cannot clog up our hospitals and beds with people that are being shot senselessly because we're going to need those beds for people infected. Well, you know what? The people who the people who do crimes, they should go after them, but they don't. I mean, Baltimore has one of the highest murder rates in the country, if not the highest. So now you're just going to go after them now? Like, why didn't you go after them before? I'm just saying. I think we need to have a segment day that says, that we call it, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
It would be very appropriate in this day and age.
Yeah. What else do you have for us?
Well, we touched on it a little bit in the last segment. Maybe it was the first segment. IHS Market, which is an economic forecasting firm, says that it expects the unemployment rate in the U.S. to rise to, that's the headline unemployment rate, to rise 6% by mid-next year. That's up from the headline rate of 3.5% in February. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have news for you. For one, the more realistic unemployment rate, which includes rightly discouraged workers and those who are working part-time because they haven't been able to find a full-time job, is already at and has been hovering around 7% for quite some time. In fact, John Williams of Shadow Stats, who's not a mainstream economist by any stretch, still a number of us happen to find him at least credible, might not always agree with him and his methodologies. He believes the actual unemployment rate, applying what he says are more accurate methodologies, is already 21.1%.
Yep.
That's before. This is at the end of February. This is before the onslaught of the most recent layoffs from the coronavirus. You got the Economic Policy Institute, it's another research group nonprofit, now estimates the outbreak could eliminate 3 million jobs by summer, Melody. Kevin Hassett, that smiling top economic advisor to President Trump until last summer, says the U.S. economy could shed as many as 1 million jobs this month alone because of layoffs and hiring freezes. And he said, if you have normal job disruption and hiring just stops, this is Hassett, he says, you'll have the worst jobs number ever. Well, the next couple of months are going to be interesting in many respects, Melody.
It really is, and it's going to be hurtful to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you can keep businesses, you can give loans to these businesses. They're focusing on small business, medium-sized business. You can keep giving them money, but you know what? If they continue to lose money, they can't go deeper in debt. I mean, how much debt can they go into? Are we out of time? Is that the music I hear?
That's out of time music.
Oh my goodness. Well, we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us this hour. And if you have any questions, give me a call at 1-800-375-4188. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye.
And have a ball.